He's got her red stripe.
Oh, no.
Ew, mommy. I'm Chris Sorrentino.
Hi, I'm John Saluga.
With us is
Ryan McGuckin.
No, we got Chris Burr!
Sorry, guys.
I missed you, man.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, baby, what's going on? We're here at the Staten Island Wing.
We're drinking Red Stripe.
Yeah.
Mommy's got a Red Stripe.
Yeah. Oh, Red Stripey.
Thank you for the Red Stripes.
Yeah, my mom got these. She's like... I knew there was something. I knew there was something. Wow, I got double duped.
Oh, Joe and Bergio just came in from the backyard.
I knew I heard something.
I did it like five times.
Dude,
I was farting.
Joe and Bergio was outside with a bunch of whoopee cushions. Dude, he came in behind you with the whoopee cushion, squeezed it, and nothing happened. Went back, got another one, came behind you the whole time. We're just like trying to do the intro.
I'm like holding no sound.
I heard something too. I was like, I'm not ready to...
A couple times I was doing it, but it wasn't loud enough or close enough to you. I don't know.
You need a Bluetooth speaker, and you need
not like you jumped with you jumped with the one that finally went though. That was it. Came out. That was a weird fart.
Yeah.
Too.
So how many? Are those fresh whoopee cushions?
I put a couple under my own chair. I bought them for this occasion.
Nice.
You can only when you order them online, you can only buy six at minimum at a time.
There's got to be an ultimate. Whoopee cushion, right?
There's a big one. There's like a 16-inch one that I didn't get.
There's one that self-inflates. Have you seen that?
Oh no!
I saw
genius. It's got a sponge inside it. That's all it is.
My Allie's niece is my niece, I guess. She has one, but the dog ripped it apart, so I got to see what was in it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what's in it? Is it fart?
It's one big fart. Yeah.
It's a
homunculus.
It's fart guy.
It's a homunculus. A little guy.
Yeah. Living the fart.
So
it's a living.
A fart sensei.
Yeah.
So when I got these, I blew one up and I left it on my couch, and then I left the house, and my wife sat on it when I wasn't home. So I wasn't there to even.
But she, didn't know.
She didn't know. Like she, well, immediately she knew it was a whoopee cushion. But like, it's like a fart in the woods, you know.
Yeah, it's a fart in the woods.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, baby.
How's it going?
We kissed.
So here we are.
I'm here now.
Yay!
I like six times. You guys saw me.
And then you sitting on your own, and they didn't do anything.
I know. These things are a bust. Sometimes they're silent.
Whoopee cushions can't be silent.
This whole time, I also heard you talking about car, like speeding tickets, speeding cameras. I got one on the way here because I was trying to get here before you.
No, you got one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why we were talking about it.
That's why we have to end this podcast. It's cost too much money. It
costs a fortune.
The Patreon.
I actually got two other... I came out to my car the other day, and I got two tickets.
Fuck that.
I was parked too close to a hydrant. It said 3 feet, and I wasn't.
In Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn. It's like a New York hydrant park. It's like not...
Yeah, because we talked about that. In Staten Island, you can't... as close you would than in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, you could get away with...
Right, and I was doing what we do.
Yeah.
They said 3 feet, and then they said I had no registration sticker, which is a bold-faced lie. I have one. I sent the most indignant dispute in, and then... So there's a picture of my parking registration or my car
registration. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Does nothing look unusual about that? I didn't realize until 2 days later.
Wait, it's all the way up top?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be
there. I'm an
idiot.
It's supposed to be
Yeah, it's in the wrong spot.
So you put your registration at the top of the
where the oil change.
Why would you?
Madman.
I don't know. I don't know. I had a brain whoopee cushion.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so like
you have a ticket for the replacement.
Yeah, well, it said missing registration.
Yeah, because you only look in one spot. You wouldn't look like up barrel. The top.
So my letter was like,
tunnel vision.
This officer must be blind because it's clearly here. Here's a picture of it. And it's up in there. I looked it up legally. He's got to be on the bottom left.
I'm not going to lie. When you showed the vision, I was like, wait, I don't see it.
Maybe that's why I got away with it for 3 months.
I got a ticket for having my registration not just like in the dashboard, like in the envelope still, like, you know, open, but I
Stickered it.
What? I didn't sticker it.
You gotta stick it.
Well, because you know what, that takes precision. That takes like focus.
You gotta lick it before you stick it.
It's a curved glass. I want to give it the right.
You sicken me.
Why are you one of those guys? It's not a tint.
No, I want it to look straight, symmetrical.
Listen, I want it to be nice. It drives me nuts if it's not. You gotta leave it. If you try to fix it, you're ripping it apart.
Yeah,
you gotta put it up.
I did after I got a ticket.
Did you get out of it? Did you dispute it?
No, I just paid that money. I paid them. They took me all the way to the slammer.
Yeah, that's whoopee cushion money you're spending. I
dated some cushions. Damn whoopee cushion.
I know.
I dated a girl who's
what? You? A girl?
I did. Liar! Big fat liar!
Wow. That's it, folks.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Right. I, this podcast,
I bet you guys. I bet they did it, too, right? Yeah.
No way.
Yes, I did.
So John dated a girl. Go on.
What's his name?
What was a registration sticker? Like, is this what you're going to tell us?
No. Her father didn't want to put the stickers on his actual windshield, so he cut out, he made like a plexiglass rectangle and put like Velcro strips and then put the sticker on. Is this who I think it is? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, makes sense. Vito from Con Ed. Yeah. Dickhead. Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Hey,
that makes
Doc
sense. Yeah.
Doc Vito.
Didn't want to mess the car up.
That guy. Didn't want to mess the car up.
But everybody fucks their car up with these stickers. You're peeling.
Well, now I got to scrape off the old one. There's a big hole reminding me where it used to be.
On top.
Of like the old sticker. Right now, it's just
see, Allie didn't say anything to you? Like,
no, because we're both idiots.
Okay, that's where you got to put the other one. We're both idiots.
She doesn't, the dishwasher is still challenging sometimes to Allie. I love her. But there's a heating element on the bottom of it, and a Nalgene cap got stuck to it, and like plastic melted in there or something while we were away.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So
I don't use my dishwasher.
I hate dishwasher.
Just so all the blame goes where it should.
Yeah.
I only hand wash stuff because the dishwasher has gotten fucked up that many times.
And
it's always like, well, maybe it's you. And you know, and just like, it's not. I don't use it anymore.
It just doesn't clean good enough for me. I have to clean by hand. I just want to point out really quick before we get into more dishwasher talk.
We're going to bitch about our wives.
Wait, no, we can bitch. I'm just saying. Just for the listeners, you might occasionally hear a firework go off in the background.
And it's not somebody trying to sneak in.
There's a line of raccoons with whooping cushions.
That was another reason I wanted to get in ASAP. It's getting dark and I don't want to be accosted.
Yeah.
Well, you already met Lil Smokey.
I did.
Did you?
He was out there?
Well, before I got out there.
Yeah, Lil Smokey.
Joe was very nervous about coming in with the wildlife out there.
Well, I was too when I had to do it for you. I had a cake. And I was playing noises.
Smart. Yeah, like sex noise. They were going to
rape you. Now that's another sex noise.
Raccoon rape.
No, I'm not too sure. It was. I did go to Pornhub to look up the animal noises. No, what? No,
why? There.
No.
Probably there.
Guys, just backtrack. Come on.
Okay, we'll backtrack.
Let's fucking figure it out.
Fuck, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put anybody to peril. You guys survived.
It's all worth it.
You're both really brave.
Thank you. It's scary out there.
I wouldn't do it.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I made Chris send me pictures of his backyard. He was saying it was clean up.
I saw that the lights were on too.
Yeah, it's nice and clean.
Yeah, Chris made it nice for him when Joe did it.
Yeah.
For me.
for
I had a cake. I was lighting it.
Did you have a machete to cut through?
Yeah.
I started looking at me, just its eyes following me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to press play on boar sounds.
Oh, it's the time of year. My wife. Fixing
it
up back there.
Blame it on the wife.
No. She cleaned it up. She did the right thing. She cleaned it up for the 4th of July. Tomorrow's the 4th of July.
Thank you,
everybody. When we're recording this, is why you're hearing explosions.
That's why.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something could happen in 2 weeks from now when people listen to this where, like, there would be explosions. I don't know.
War starts.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Yeah, so I just want to let them know, no, this is before the war. This is the fourth.
The pizza wars.
Wars. This isn't the fifth.
Oh, another thing I want to bring up, vasectomies. I mean.
Yes.
So listen, there is one more person coming tonight.
Oh!
No.
Is it you?
Get your balls on the table.
I want to suck your dick, Chris. I was in that whole conversation. I wanted to chime in.
Guys, there was a previous conversation about...
Did that not record? I don't know.
That wasn't even recorded. Oh,
but no, briefly, it's just, what would you do if you had someone who lived around you that was just constantly, every day, at the worst times, just offering you a blowjob?
What kind of person, Chris? Well,
I heard it all. And that's been the Super Life Adventure Podcast.
Good night. It's a little guy in the whoopee cushion.
He's listening. You never know. There's a little man with a whoopee cushion.
I know. I never know who's listening.
Be careful.
No, it would be Jeff Sellis.
Okay.
Okay.
Accurate.
I love Jeff Sellis.
You know, I was thinking I should invite him to come tonight. Can we call him up? If he can make it on time, would that
be... You could call Jeff up.
Should we text him?
I think by the time he gets here, we might be done recording on the other side of the island.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, this is for you. This bud's for you.
We're using all our mics.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, we don't have another mic.
I can wait out there.
You go back outside.
Do you want to go back outside? Yeah. I'll give you the raccoon bandage kit.
I'm sweating.
Oh.
Did you see
Thank
that?
Thank you. What is this?
Emergency first aid kit. It's got a raccoon on it.
Wow. Who gave that to you? Where'd you get that?
I bought it. I was just...
Smoky.
Yeah, it was Pennsylvania or somewhere. Oh. I was like, I need this. It's a first aid kit for when you get it.
Oh, from a... Really? From a raccoon?
No, I don't know specifically, but it has a raccoon on it, and it's a first aid kit. Oh, so I'm like, so you know cute. What?
Do you like I raccoons? I need this. Christopher Burt?
Actually, when I used to go to Wizard of Art over here. You remember Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I know. You know what?
She's a lovely woman, yeah.
Oh, no. I don't like those fucking people.
Ooh.
I don't like those people.
Okay, go on. Yeah. So wait, Wizard of Art was in Great Hills, a mom and pop kind of art store.
Fuck those people.
And I used to go there for art classes. My mom knew the woman there. She was a sweet woman. And she also had a store.
Two fucking sisters.
Okay,
the two daughters.
Yeah. All right, but go on. But anyway, but I remember.
Anyway.
So it was the first time I saw a raccoon on Staten Island was when I was coming out of there in the trash. I saw a raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
But I was. Thank you for asking because I like raccoons. I think they're so adorable. But yeah, Chris, I'm sorry. I don't support the feeding them. I don't know. I don't know if I do or not. I don't know.
What about the fox? Actually, I don't think you get any support in this room.
Hey, you know what? Fine.
Yeah, sorry, Chris. Fine.
I don't think you do.
I'll shoulder this battle alone. I don't mind.
But they're adorable. They're so damn cute.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I want to hug and squeeze and kiss them. But
hey, listen, I help them out. I support them.
This is like an
intervention now. It's like, Chris, here's the real reason Joe hit outside.
It's the real reason. We've been doing a podcast for 10
20
years.
More people won't get smoked.
Yeah.
Chris, we need to talk to you. You got a problem, Chris.
I should have just done that with my hand. Yeah. That's
you can do it, right? Can you do it?
That's it. I should have just done that instead of wasted $6.
Can you do the hand one?
You guys.
I never tried it.
Oh, like that? You do.
How's that?
It passes. It stinks. It smells.
What about foxes? Would you feed foxes?
Oh, you have out. You have them out there?
I do. Yeah, and a coyote. But they shut a park down near me. They closed the park because a coyote chased the guy through the park. So they're getting like aggressive.
You can't. You have to maintain the separation.
You got to get roadrunners.
You have to paint a fake tunnel on the side of your house.
Yeah, you got to drop that coyote off a cliff. Or drop a giant Acme anvil on his feet.
You have one of those old TNT plungers in the garage?
How many anvils have you actually seen in your life?
Just on YouTube.
I think I've seen one, maybe.
Yeah.
Does Jim the Anvil Nightheart count? The wrestler.
Yeah, I've seen him a bunch.
Okay. With that beard, that guy was great.
But the way that you see anvils in Looney Tunes, think you're going to see them all over the place.
All over. It was a different time. Men were like working with steel and anviling every chance they could.
Right.
Nowadays... We're soft. We're all soft.
Yeah, we're a bunch of soft
guys. Handful amongst the four of us.
What do you do? What do you even do with an anvil?
You hit things on it. Yeah, you hit things.
Because it's flat.
Yeah, but
it's like a table.
Steel, your wife.
Expectations.
Yeah. Yeah, you make things. You blacksmith.
Yeah.
Now, like, blacksmiths, it's a guy at a Renaissance fair? Like,
exactly. And I don't want to be close to those.
Oh, you don't want to be at Renaissance fair?
Yeah, I'll bring my daughter and then.
I haven't been
whatever
to a Renaissance
happens,
fair
happens.
In a long time.
You might have a seller.
She stays there. Yeah. She gets taken in. That's it.
Yeah.
Seller for a cow.
Seller for a really cool pewter dragon statue.
Like a roasted turkey leg.
Yeah. Exactly. You leave her with the, like, Dunkatown fool booth. What is that? Like, Dunka Wench! Something you throw
tomatoes
at an old lady's head. I'll go to a Renaissance fair just for that. I will throw tomatoes alone, no more tomatoes, and
like
I'll start throwing
heads.
I don't care. And some old bag's head. She breaks character. Just, stop! Stop!
You could willingly hit somebody, an old lady nonetheless, with a rock?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a real man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real man right there. That's
yeah.
I don't know if I could hit someone with a tomato. I mean, I guess.
Oh, I would love to.
Right. That's my only problem.
Yeah.
I remember doing it like me and my dad, and it's like a loudmouth guy. You throw tomato, and he's like he's catcalling. He's yelling at you.
You're allowed to.
Like, my sister throws better than you, and you're like. Yeah. All right. And my dad's like, watch this. And my dad was like a ball player. And he was like,
shit, yeah. I'm nice.
Beaming the guy with tomatoes.
Sick. That's so good.
My dad had like a
rock. That is sick. Sock full of tomatoes.
Yeah. He was a rough guy.
I know he was.
Yeah.
Where was this?
New York.
Oh, so the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, the Renaissance Fair.
Sick. His dad was like, when he shook your hand, he like tried to break your hand.
My dad looked exactly like Thurman Munson.
Okay.
And he was. And he was the type of guy that would like try to break your hand with your first handshake. Like that was his thing.
I try to do it back when that happens to me.
Yeah.
I would too.
But if you don't see it coming, I don't have big hands. Yes. I have small hands to begin with. So if you don't brace for it, you're fucked.
Yes.
And my hand just folded.
Yes.
And he just
and you're fisting.
It's a real dickhead.
Yeah, you're just like.
I mean, I love my dad, but that's such a like old school dickhead.
Did he have big hands? I could imagine.
Yeah, he had big catcher mitts. He was Thurman Munson for Christ's sake. He had big catcher mitt hands.
What is that reference?
Thurman Munson, he was a catcher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's very manly of you.
Yeah. That is manly.
Yeah. I thought it was the Munsters.
No.
Thurman Munster.
No. None of us are sports guys, but I know Thurman Munson.
I've heard the name.
Old Yankee catcher. He worked on the railroad, and like they would have contests of like.
Your dad or Thurman?
My dad. Okay. Thurman worked for the Yankees.
I don't know. Before or after, maybe.
He would, him and guys would, they would have contests standing out there who could hold a bucket of sand in each arm, like outstretched the longest. And
wow.
Like it was, these are track workers. These
what
guys
railroad?
Were like nuts. Staten Island.
He built this
so
thing?
So they were so bored. Yeah, they would do, they did the maintenance of the track. There's, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Staten Island Railroad is just, it's like having a giant model railroad in your own borough. It just moves back and forth. It doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. There's no multiple, it just goes from one end of the island to the other end of the island.
If you live near it, great, but it doesn't help much. most of us.
It's useless. It's like it's the Disney World monorail.
I grew up on it.
Yeah.
Of which is the cool.
Yeah, it was one of the cool things.
East Coast, upper northeast coast. It's
how many
the stupidest
trains
thing
are
ever.
There? Like going at one time, like on the track. What do you think? Three trains that kind of.
I think it's one.
Just one.
I think it's just
then
one.
They do the express.
Yeah.
Then there's two.
I don't. Yeah. Well, they switch off. They got these switchers. They're called frogs, and so you switch.
Wow.
Off. Yeah, frogs. That's how you switch. I remember these things. Chris's railroad corner. Choo 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 choo. Chris's railroad corner.
Choo 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 choo.
Open up the tunnel here, I come. Yeah, man. It's my dad was a railroad man, and who looked like Thurman Munson.
Back to the tomatoes.
Yeah.
Do you think that they are better? Is it supposed to be a hard, like rock-like tomato, or a soft?
No, they
right
were
when
soft.
It explodes?
They were like soft. Yeah, they're meant
to
explode.
They're meant to explode. Yeah. But both would suck.
Yeah.
Either one.
Both would suck.
Yeah, a hard one you would have to give. Yeah, good.
It smells like shit too.
I wonder when the last time, unironically, somebody threw a tomato at somebody on stage. Because you can't, like, what if we went to a comedy show tonight?
Bring your tomatoes.
Yeah.
No, like, because security searches your bags a lot these days.
But tomatoes, they're gonna not know what the hell to do with you. they're not gonna think that you're gonna even throw them.
Yeah.
But then someone goes up, and by the way, I wanted to talk about your stand-up. It was terrific.
Oh
yeah, but
thank you.
But,
speaking of tomatoes,
yeah. Speaking, yes, of, you would.
Sure. But I would love if honestly, it should be a thing. It should be a night. It should be a night. Tomato night.
Yeah. We're going to see comedy. And
I would finally perform if it was tomato night.
I don't just want tomatoes. I want like real Muppet Show. I want heads
cabbage,
of lettuce.
Yeah.
I want the whole,
yeah.
I want to make. I want a salad.
But you think we
salad?
You think we could go into Manhattan or Brooklyn and somebody we just don't think they're that great and throw a tomato? You think we could do that?
Yeah.
You think we could? And
I think you'd get a huge laugh.
They'd be thankful for the real.
Yeah, they really would be. They really would be.
That's what it would be.
And then we have to start
get a spot on.
They
get a spot on Kimmel.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, if somebody threw a tomato at me, it'd be like the best thing that could happen to me, as long as the camera's rolling.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Throw shit at me.
Oh, you'd be
that guy. Come see me. Throw shit at me.
Right. You only play Philly? You don't even have to ask. You're going to get it there anyway.
But you bring your own tomatoes. But if you brought your own tomatoes, then you can't do that. The person has to bring their own tomatoes. You can't bring them for the audience.
No, that's not the same. Throw these at me, please.
No, yeah. You could have a fruit stand out front in front of like
the Queen's
Comedy.
I will set up a
fruit stand when you're playing next.
Yeah.
What do you have? Just some old tomatoes.
That's a good business model. Where it's like, listen, I'll fucking bomb. You sell the tomatoes, and then we split.
This is a Marx Brothers routine, I think. All right.
That's not a bad business model.
I'll start growing tomatoes. I didn't grow them this year, but I'll start.
Bomb as hard as I can.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I want them to go back outside to buy more tomatoes.
I want to
bomb.
There's got to be a rush on tomatoes.
Then Joe will open up his shop. I'm all out. He'll charge double.
Yeah,
because they'll be like, I'm out, but Joe's got, but he's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
He's got a beef steak.
And they're hard. I have a hard.
Do you want guys? You want to go around? Do you want to go around and name how many tomatoes we can? Different kinds of tomatoes before we get out. You start.
Beef steak.
Roma.
Oh, God, thank God you said heirloom.
Plum.
Cherry.
It's like a cherry. Come on, you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Thinking that one too. Yeah.
All right, that was mine.
I can't believe that happened.
Pomodoro. That's just Italian for tomato.
It takes it.
Okay.
Green.
Oh,
green. Oh, fuck, I forgot.
Did you say color's not yellow?
Oh, purple. Say purple.
Well, that's if you go to the store, you get green tomatoes.
There's green
different
tomato.
Different price.
Fried green tomatoes. Yeah.
Fried green tomatoes.
Yes. I don't. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Tomatoes on the vine.
Tomatoes on the vine. Right. Ripe tomatoes.
Oh, is that you ever have that brown one? It's called like Dude Mato or something.
What?
Dude Mato.
Is it Kamado?
Kamado.
Dude Mato. Is it Dude Mato?
Dude Mato.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a tornado of dudes. Like Dude Mato.
What? Dude Mato. They're good.
Yeah, they're very good. good. Well, because they like market it to guys. It's supposed to be like
a guy's tomato,
man's tomato.
Wait, do they?
Yeah, ladies, step away from this tomato.
Leave the room. I gotta talk to the men for a second.
You see this tomato?
hey, hon, put down the tomato.
I'm gonna cut this one.
Yeah. Talk here. That's what it says on the back.
What is it?
This?
Where?
Dude, man.
He's adding so much of this. It's like a little cardboard sleeve with like three brownish heirloom tomato-y things.
No, they
well, not really heirloom because
no,
they're
their own thing.
Are they not of the tomato family?
They are. They're tomatoes, but they're really
dark.
They're
like super tomatoes for men.
They make our balls awesome.
They make your balls.
I heard you what jerk off. You eat a tomato and jerk off at the same time.
I think it's a Kumano. K U.
Kumano.
Right?
K U M A.
Yeah.
But wait, is.
It's a Kumano?
Yeah.
For men?
Wait, is that why you think it's for men?
Yeah.
Is it cum in it?
Yes. They fuck these two.
Oh, wow.
It's a Kumano.
It's like the color of like a plum on the
four
outside.
Guys only. No, women do not touch.
Yeah, see?
No. Oh, yeah, read it, John. It's
women
like it says.
Do not get close to this. Otherwise, you'll grow a dick.
For men.
A tomato
pregnant.
Dick.
Oh, this came out of a lab, man.
No shit.
Yeah.
A man's lab.
Experimental number SX387.
That's
what the Kumano is. Is it a kumquat bread with a tomato?
SX37. What's that?
Is it a kumquat bread with a tomato?
No, I don't think so. It's just
it just went with cum.
Color range from a green to reddish brown or purple, varying in flavor from almost no flavor to sweeter than typical tomatoes due to a higher fructose content.
So no, so you got an option there.
It's a hybrid.
It sounds like cum.
And that's if you plant the seeds, you won't necessarily grow plants identical to the parent. So there you go. But there's nothing about it being for guys other than it's got to be just you see cum.
I don't know. I thought they were marketing these tomatoes to guys.
Come
on, guys. These are our tomatoes. We got our own tomato finally.
Well, I'll be selling them outside of John's
right.
next show.
It's going to come when you eat this tomato.
We finally won the battle of the sexes.
I love it. Tomatoes for men.
Women can't top it. You can't top that. It's a battle of sexes.
I'll tell you something. Who, if anybody's having trouble selling their tomatoes, that's how you. That's a funny way to market a tomato. Tomato. Finally, a tomato for men.
Babe, let's get this one. Let's get this one. Come on, babe.
Babe,
I'll make a salad tonight.
Babe, come on. You know how I don't like tomatoes usually because
they're for
not me. For me.
This one's for me.
Yeah, this ads for them only in Hustler.
Yeah, in the back of Hustler.
Yeah, it's like a lady holding two giant tomatoes over her head.
So Dude Mato is not
Dude
Well, it's not taken, that's for sure.
I love that you said Dude Mato, and I was like, oh, Kumano. Like,
Kumano. I said Dude Mato, you say Kumano. Tomato. I'm done. I got the dude
made up. I'm gonna swear that was all just for dudes. I'm sorry.
So hard. All right, well, I came up with a list of topics of things to talk about, but we're clearly doing fine.
No, I don't think we are.
No, I want to hear this list.
All right, it's not too long. Here's my passwords.
The crust tomato off. I know that was on there.
Yeah, that was definitely on there.
Woo. All right. Oh, it says compliment John on his stand-up, but yeah.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, well.
You know what? I'd like to uncompliment John.
Okay. Get a tomato.
Okay.
That mustache is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You did have one, yeah.
What happened? I did.
It made me sit when I saw him. I went,
The first thing I said
so
to you.
Upset.
I hit up, well, I was away for a week on vacation, and it was getting a little unruly, and I just kind of had a razor with me, and it was like, I'm growing it back already. I've already.
I see it.
Yeah, it's a little shadow. But
oh, it's like
it. The kids like
it? The whole thing
this
is
like
gone.
Teenage mustache. Yeah.
Did Christine notice it this time when it was gone?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh, she looks at you. That's nice.
But not always. You know, I could go out to dinner with her and get home, and it's always like a piece of spinach in my teeth or like a dead bug on my. She doesn't notice shit. Right. Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
A dead bug on my face. You heard me. Anything.
That's a lot, huh?
Dude, I caught a glimpse of my back. I have back hair in just random pads.
Oh, me
like,
too.
But random spots. Like, I just got wet and rolled around on a barbershop floor.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Whatever I picked up. And I'm like, you're aware of this. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, can you help? Like, you got to tell me.
Yeah.
Ear hair now.
I'm getting that.
I just opened a nice Ross Manisquan wit.
Nice. Nice.
Big... Yeah, don't talk to me about hair. The hairiest guy on this block.
No. Yeah, wait. But here's a hairless chap growing it in at weird places. You're the hair man.
I'm one weird place.
My daughter now will notice anything and tell me. Like, she's the kid that'll be like, you're not going out like that. Like, she's 4 years old, but she'll pick up on it. Nobody else gives a fuck.
She counts my beauty marks. I love it. This in my eye. Oh. She notices. Yeah. Aww. I love it. We're having good times.
2 weeks ago, I did a full razor shave for Casey's birthday.
Oh, right.
Thing. It's back like this already.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize that. Oh, my God.
I looked so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ken.
And then for Father's Day, I flew to Florida to surprise my dad.
Oh,
nice.
And
shaved.
Well, it was like the day after I shaved, and like my sister picked me up, and her boyfriend went to my dad's like, can you help me get something out of the car? And he opened the back door, and I was like, Happy Father's Day. And he didn't know who I was at first.
Oh,
because he
wow.
hasn't seen me like that.
Wow.
It was like, I didn't want to give him like a heart attack or something because I'm like some strange man.
There's a strange man hugging you know? Me.
It was
I
trippy.
I came out of you.
Slam yeah. the door in your face.
It could have happened, yeah.
Punches you out.
He's me, Dad.
Yeah, for Casey's birthday, we went around in a limo and just drove around Staten Island.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. It was fun. It was funny. It was fun.
You notice when you're in a limo for 3 or 4 hours that it's kind of like shitty inside, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The luster starts to go away, and you're like, oh, this is kind of cheap.
Yeah.
I get that. You know? Yeah.
You're not supposed to be in there that long or, like, notice. The wonder of it is supposed to be quick. And the guy was reluctant to even do it. He was like, you guys just want to drive around? he didn't want to. Because think about their job. It's usually, like, 20 minutes of real life.
Right,
real,
at some
real
point.
Work, I mean.
Yeah, now he actually had to work for a few hours.
Yeah, right. I know, you just sit there, smoke a cigarette, listen to,
Did you have to Billy stop Joel. While he got gas and stuff?
Well, we told him where to go. We went to our friend Billy's house. Mm-hmm. We went to Billy's mom's house where we used to go as kids. We stopped off by Wagner to look at the bridge.
We went to forget the swing set.
Oh, we went to the swings. Oh,
what swings?
There by Wagner College. There's still some swings, the big swings. Mm, so because New York City, they got smaller. Yeah, they still have a big set. And you guys, they twisting me up to the point where they had to lift me up and twist, because we used to do it in high school all the time. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was ripping it and just screaming.
Yeah,
I said,
That's
I yelled, book 'em, Danny, book 'em. Dan O'Mammy won, like out of a fit of rage.
That's what you said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It came out of your mouth,
And then we went to Ralph's.
Because the reason I shaved was because the theme was 2003, dress like how you looked in 2003.
Oh, so you were going.
So I went for like this high school look. Casey wore the, like, he used to dress so silly, like dumb. He used to wear like this bandana on his head, like a biker. Almost.
Yeah.
Really?
So funny, yeah.
Yeah.
So we all did it, you know, except for Chris. He wore a 2020 Tokyo Olympic shirt.
Well, 2020. I was too busy to even, like, think about a wardrobe.
I shaved my face for that.
I know.
He wore a shirt with a year on
it. He's been in white shirt.
That's it was so enough for me to get
anything
out.
Anything you could anything. Just...
I didn't pay attention to the rules. I got kids. I got a dog. I
have one kid.
I know. I can't keep
That's
up.
So good.
So
mad.
It was enough for me to get out.
That hurt, though. My face hurt so much for the next couple days. It's not used to this. And I got a bunch of ingrown hairs because they're...
Yeah, it happened to me. I shaved, and I never shave. I just used like a buzzer. I did a close shave for Jake Blue's thing. And I was like, no, I can never do this again. Yeah, for like 3 weeks, I was still razor burned.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was awful.
I've been with Christine 17 years. I only had a mustache for 6 months. And she was weirded out by my face clean shaven. Like, it took her a couple days to readjust again.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And for me, it was weird, like, feeling like putting my hand there and it's like it's not there. Yeah.
Did you like it? You liked having it?
Yeah, I'm going to grow it back. Yeah. I like having it.
And the kids?
I don't. the kids at first, and kids don't like any change when it comes to their parents. Like, it just freaks them.
I just say, because I remember my dad shaved his mustache, and I remember it was like something we went like back to school and spoke about, which is like, yeah, my dad shaved his mustache last night, and it was like a week of like
to the like guidance counselor.
Gone,
like babies. This video is of babies like screaming and crying. Yeah, like they only knew their dad one way, and all of a sudden he does it. Yeah.
That happened to me. I shaved, and like my kids were freaked out when they were very
little. Your ball sack.
Yeah, they were like, oh, there's so many veins,
and your ball is so smooth.
I feel. As I get older, I never like seeing myself. And like, as I get older, like looking in the mirror, like I just don't, I don't like it. So it's like, in my head, I think I still picture myself looking like I'm like 27.
I mean, to me, you look young.
And then, but then I catch
myself, especially without
but I'm older. And so then I catch myself in the mirror. It's like, oh, who the fuck is that? And then like, honestly, when I had the mustache, I would look at myself and be like, who the fuck is that? Like, it was a different...
In a good way?
In a good way, it made me laugh. It felt... I don't know. It just... It was fun to switch it up and, like...
Right.
It was empowering.
And to look... Christine thought it made me look older and, like, more my age. And I was like, I like that. Because I feel like when I look younger, I look like a guy who's younger and exhausted. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, whatever age you think I am, I'm that age and I'm really fucking tired and I could take better care of myself. I want you to know how old I am.
Right.
Like, I have two kids.
You can wear a little button that says, I'm 41.
I'm 43.
Whatever.
You're saying it, but wearing. I'm 43.
I'm 43.
Yeah. So I'll get you one.
Yeah. It's like Chris's dad, and you're just like shaking your hand. You're just like, oh no.
Yeah. 43.
43. Stop throwing tomatoes at me.
Here, I'll go through the list just to get through. I'll just go through and not. And I'll just try to get through. It's not very long. All right. The dread of thinking you left your stove on after leaving the house. My mom saves the day. The dread.
Is that the same?
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, that's one thought. The dread of being on the Verrazano with your car, with your kid in the car seat, if and when it collapses. Do you have what it takes to be a hero? What will life be like without the Verrazano?
20,000 years from now? What do you mean?
Do you know something we don't know? Is the Verrazano in trouble? Is
yeah. If you were going to put a bomb on the Verrazano, where exactly would you place it?
The next one. Fantastic traffic. It's funny how we as human society all get up and out at the same time.
What are these?
It's like the next one. These are all talking points. But the next one.
It's a memoir.
Morning routines. Robes in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Like right? Like a... Yeah, I knew that would strike a chord with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I have a summer robe.
Hot robes in the summer.
I have a thin, like a very thin cotton robe.
We have the real life Lion King wish, the ins and outs of the person who comes back to life from the dead.
Yeah, we did that on a bug, on the voicemail.
Transport into the porn. We could talk about more. Transport into the porn you're watching, wish, the ins and outs. Mm-hmm. You can't outwardly be a porn fan. The next point is everybody loves Raymond. Hold on, I got three more.
The porn fan thing?
Then we have life with dogs and kids. The state of Instagram and maintaining a social life versus content. I have the next one is condom stories.
I have one.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And then the last one, is this list even good?
Oh wow. We could just talk about
that. So which one do you want to dive into, boys? I mean, everybody loves Raymond.
I never saw it.
I have a half hour to watch TV in the last month and a half.
Okay.
And what did I watch? I watched Everybody Loves Raymond. And I listen to stand-up comedy podcast. I listen to, you know, like, oh, when did you get on SNL? When did you do this? When did you get on, what's his name, Johnny Carson and everything? And when was your break? Or did you get the sitcom? But
where do you come up with your ideas?
Yeah, exactly. So, but like, I watched Everybody Loves Raymond, and now that I'm a father and I have kids, it was so funny to watch it because he comes home and he's happy about something. He did something right for himself, and he shares his news with his wife, And all of a sudden, you just watch it just get turned upside down that he's just doing the wrong thing. Like, he just can't be happy. And you just watch it all fall apart. Then the mom chimes in. Then the dad, then the brother chimes in. It's just like, oh my God, he's just trying to breathe. And it's just everyone's down his neck. I loved it so much.
I know nothing.
I loved it so much, and I can't wait to watch so much more. Everyone loves everybody.
Poor Raymond. I didn't know he lived his life.
But no, it's so funny. You just watch it. Like, he's like, oh, I'm going to bring the kids. He went to golf, and then the wife is like, you never do anything with the kids. He's like, all right, I'm going to. And then he like comes home happy with the kids. The kids are happy. She's like, you took him to golf? He's like, yeah, we had so much fun. She's like, but that's what you want to do. You have to do something they want to do. And you just watch it all just. Him just
sounds, can't do it right. This would have been a great conversation at Casey's birthday party.
No, but we can talk about the Verrazano.
Have you guys seen Everybody?
I thought you guys would like it. I thought you'd all be like, we're dads, we get it.
I never saw it.
I love
it. So the name is ironic? Everybody doesn't love Raymond?
No, everyone loves because he gets away with it. Okay. He gets away with being mopey. He gets away with like.
I thought everyone like loved the guy. And, like, yeah, the show was about like, how great he was.
The title kind of comes from his brother, I think. Right?
Yeah,
it's kind of Robert's point of view, I think. Yeah, it's very much that.
Like, everybody loves Raymond. He gets away with it. He always gets up on top. And
okay, yeah. I'll say this: Chris was preaching about King of the Hill for many years, and I was dismissed it. Started watching it, fell in love. So I might give Everybody Loves Raymond a shot.
But you might have to have kids first.
All right.
I've never seen King of the Hill. I've seen it on, but I've never like sat and watched an episode.
Have you watched King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's been a while since I watched, but I watched the whole thing and just like fell in love with it.
Yeah.
John's answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. We need to switch to a different topic, Chris.
So the Verrazano collapsing.
Next topic.
Or condom
Let's do
stories.
A, like, lightning round.
Condom stories. Go.
One time I was younger and I got caught. My parents found the condom wrapper, and I quickly pivoted and came up with the best lie, which was everyone knows the best lies are often rooted in truth.
You said, "I'm having sex."
I'm having sex. With women. I didn't want to say that. In retrospect, I would have probably been fine to say, but I didn't want to say that to my parents. So in high school, we were doing a project where we were filling condoms with like plaster, and then when it dried, you burst the condom, and we'd be making dolphins out of them. So like the reservoir would be the snout. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, no, school, blah blah blah. And I told the whole thing. Yeah, the
school education. I'm learning.
My teacher gave me.
My teacher handed this to me.
And
told me to make a dolphin.
Yeah, he told me.
Here, take this. Go make a dolphin.
I fucked a dolphin, Mom. And they were like, oh, okay. And they bought it. But yeah, I was.
But they didn't. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, they didn't. They were like, all right, just we don't. He said his piece. That's what he said. And then they went to bed that night. They were like, that dolphin story?
Yeah. At least he's using protection.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Like, it's probably.
Oh, it must be so fun to anticipate the lies your kids are going to tell you.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. My daughter lies already.
Yeah.
She's smart.
She's a smart kid.
Right, exactly. Because she's smart, right.
Yeah.
My condom story is I took a young lady to Saturday Night Live. I got tickets to see it. And you actually, we were out at like a show or something. Wait, pointing
to
her.
He's pointing
to
me.
Who was hosting?
Who was hosting? I think it was Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
Woody, makes sense. Condom, okay.
We played a show. My band played a show and you were there, and there was one of those buckets of free NYC condoms that was out for, you know, and Chris grabbed a handful of them and shoved them into my jacket inner pocket.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, as a joke, and I just left them in there, you know?
A big condom joke.
Yeah, big condom guy over here. So then we're going through security. We're going through security, and I'm wearing the same jacket from the week before. And he asked me to empty my pockets, and I pulled out my wallet. Forgot the condoms were in there, and they all come flying out. Like, not one, but like a lot of them. It was really embarrassing.
I know that one
on security.
One
she's next to me.
So many. It's like
and
really...
they're free ones. So I'm like, just yeah. like cheap, kind of, you know?
Yeah. Oh, the clinic condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get those clinic.
Exactly. It's not a good look.
Lifestyle.
Yes.
Lifestyle super thin.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
There were the ones with the subway numbers on them that I used
yes.
to
That was the
yes.
one. That's what it was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw this all the time in bars. Yeah. I would never take one and use it.
No.
I didn't trust it.
You
no,
know,
I just, no. I don't know. It made me uncomfortable. I always feel like there's somebody poking a hole.
Just trapping
yeah.
them.
Yes, yeah. Right. Yeah
I don't know. I don't like it. Just out on a counter
Do you
somewhere?
Really think it's possible to get someone pregnant because there's a pinhole in a condom?
Yeah, that juice is loose. It's coming right out of
yeah,
there.
Sperm works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
So. It tastes great.
Like a tomato.
I lived with a guy who told me this, and it grossed me out so much. We were roommates. He, after sex, he would take the condom off. And fill it in the sink. We
yeah.
talk
oh.
about this?
Wait, what?
No, but I did that too.
Did
Wait, what?
Really?
I did it once.
Did you really?
To see if there was
the
a
first
hole.
Time. And, well, there was...
Oh, to see if there's a hole.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, because
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
the first time I ever had sex. Well, I could
what
go
you,
on and then
what
I'll...
do you do with it after? Tie it off and throw it at the neighborhood kids?
Well,
like, what do you
did it every time.
Start a water
like...
balloon fight with Tommy
yes.
next door? Like, what do you do?
So he'd have sex and waddle off to the bathroom?
And I was like, you go into our bathroom with a
oh.
dirty condom and fill it in the sink?
Oh. Yeah, but...
And how do you think he fills it? You think he wraps it around the faucet head?
It's not easy. It's a mess. No matter what it's,
no.
it's
yeah.
not, it's not easy.
No, I think he's filling up
it's okay.
like a water balloon. Like a water balloon.
He did it every single time because he had like a scare once, and that was the thing he came up with when he was like a teenager, and was still doing it. And it was.
But
had,
how
like,
does that prevent anything?
We had
you
like
just
a
find
fight.
Out.
So wait,
it was
a scare.
Broken.
So if like Frankenstein was in your closet, you don't want to. You put on a condom.
If it has a hole
You're
in
right,
it,
Frankenstein.
Yeah, if it has a hole in it,
condom
you're fucked,
on.
Man.
Is that kind of scary?
Yeah,
Dracula gets
Yeah,
away.
You're fucked if you got a hole in that condom. And Dracula's
you're
around.
You're fucked.
That's yeah. a real scare.
He was afraid of. Like, I guess he was afraid of like a pinhole, like
yeah,
we're
yeah.
talking about. But it was so gross, man. And in the end, that fight ended with him promising he would stop. But like,
yeah. what a promise.
What the fuck does that mean?
I know.
Yeah. It grossed me out so much.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
sorry, dude.
Yeah, it really was disgusting.
I mean,
and he's, but he said it. Do you remember this?
Kitchen sink or bathroom sink?
We were together
sink.
When it came up. He said it like in his head. I think he forgot it was a thing that he just does. So he's like, you know how like after sex and you check the condom for holes? And we were like, what?
Yeah,
right. We all leaned in like, what?
But
are you talking
if
about?
Joe did that, I would have never been grossed out or anything. If you,
thanks.
You know, yeah. But if I did it for you, you would be.
Yeah.
I'm doing the same thing you're doing. It was just like, how are you going about doing this?
Right.
How
you
brush
are you? Teeth. You know?
Yeah, man. It's not
but
like
I'm
a slop
not
sink.
Like.
No, but like, think about how you'd have to fill it. You'd have to wrap it around the sink.
Yeah, some of it's splashing around. There's water involved.
Okay.
This
you're turning on somewhere. The you're turning on the faucet while handling that. That's full of water.
Yeah.
You got to dump it out
yeah,
after.
Yeah. You should have did the black light test in that man.
To see if he kept his promise.
Yeah.
You broke my promise.
Yeah. The sink closing the door. Dick.
You broke my condom promise.
You broke the broken condom promise.
You said you promised.
You broke my heart and the condom.
The broken condom
the
promise.
The sink tastes good. Why does it taste good?
I ate my dinner on that sink.
I can't stop licking the sink.
The sink. So crispy creamy.
I can't.
I'm so gross. Glazed sink.
It's like it finds you this stuff because.
But shit, you know what? You know what I did yesterday? My aunt. We were out at my sister's house, and we were all on the swings with the kids and everything. My aunt Carol was there, and she didn't want to sit on the seat, the swing next to me, because there was bird shit on it, like dried up bird shit. I was like, Aunt Carol, I took my hand and dusted it off. I was like, it's all piss and shit. I was
no,
like, just sit
but
down.
Aunt Carol.
She's not used to that standard.
But you know, but like, I'm like, come on, like, let's come on.
The minute you said Aunt Carol, I could picture an Aunt Carol.
I know.
Like,
I shouldn't.
Carol doesn't want to sit in that.
Well, you're kind of.
It's all piss and shit.
Well, what if
it's all just...
it all
is.
It's all. But it is. It
is
and come.
Every, yeah.
every time
a little bit.
Every time I hold a kid's baby, which Allie makes me do all the time.
Yeah, because you got to. Yeah. I love
it
that.
It farts in my hand every single time. Uh-huh. Now, how do you just get used to this? Is it your kids?
That's the cutest thing.
Yeah. They do. I mean, it happens.
Right. But I'm asking specifically you because I feel like you. This must gross you out in some way.
It's different when it's out. It's your own
when
kid.
It's your own kid.
Yeah.
And a fart's always funny. It's no true. Matter what.
Fart is funny.
That's like an old man fart. Yeah.
Dorothy will fart. Like I was. She asked me to hold her the other day, and I picked her up, and she just. Her ass is like on my forearm, and she just let one rip and lost it. That was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's not gross when they do it.
Okay.
It can stink, though. Right. I mean, they can.
You know what it is, too?
It's crazy what kids are.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I was grossed out by it, but I'm like, well, this will take some getting used to, you know?
Dude.
Well,
it's not your kid. When yeah, it's your kid, it's like.
And babies. I mean, you're just, they're just.
It's just, well, yeah, it's, in one hole out the other.
It's also, it's a kid. It's just a kid thing. Oh, you got a Ross as well? Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
I got a Ross.
I'm going to get a Ross, too.
Shrewsbury. Oh, Shrewsbury.
Would you mind grabbing something for me?
But dick. Joe, what
oh, shit.
Whoa. Oh. Hey, let me get in on that. Tomatoes ahead.
Tomato commando.
So wait, what I was going to say, Joe, is you, it's when you have a kid and like you got to like wipe an asshole and shit. Somebody else's farts don't even register anymore on the radar, to be honest. Oh, you guys are eating those edibles?
Yeah. I mean, I never do, but this is, hey, man, this is the last slap.
Yeah.
So.
That's it. This is the penultimate.
Joe, do you want? He's doing half. You want a half?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, either. I've had both, so whatever.
Oh, man, we have a whole table full of Ross here. We got another
this
Shrewsbury.
This podcast brought to you by Ross. Yeah,
thank
this
you,
good.
Ross.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a proud sponsor of this podcast up until the end here.
Up until the end.
Yeah, we're drinking the last of the Ross.
I did it pretty well.
That
thanks,
he
Ross.
Graciously gave us.
Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
Thanks, Ross. Ross is a great place. Check them out. They're in New Jersey. You can check out the brewery. Find them, rossbrewing.com. Shoe the ordinary, choose the bold.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what you guys have the wit?
Manasquan wit, the lager.
Yeah, John and I both have lagers. We're the lager boys. Yeah, fuck us. Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, watch me suck your dick.
Oh, I'll watch it hard.
Watch me suck
I'll watch
little,
it with both eyes.
Your little raccoon penis.
I saw my cat's penis for the first time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I've never seen a cat penis.
Yeah.
And he's fixed. I never thought I'd ever see when he has no balls. And he was just really licking himself more than usual. And I saw
it's
it.
Hot, maybe.
What's it like?
It's...
I never saw a cat. I really never did. Either, and know? I had
it's
male
like,
cats.
It's like a dog's penis, and it's the red thing that comes
oh,
out.
Oh, no
know?
Way, really?
Yeah, it didn't come out all the way. Because me and Allie just started like reacting. Like, oh my God, it's his penis. And he got like...
He got shy.
I think he got a little
got
shy. And it went back in.
Okay.
I got a little too excited.
What
well,
was the position? His leg was up. He was
yeah. He was doing that whole thing where he's just showing you all his goods.
Yeah. Thunder penis on the move. Thunder penis loose. Damn it. That's how I picture it comes out. He's like thunder penis. Oh, and it just like slides out.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first red rocket? I remember there was Barney the Bichon, and I'm making up people. He was a little white dog, but his name was Barney.
Yeah,
and he was humping me, and that just was a little white dog. So you saw the red, and it blew my mind.
It's so
it just blew my mind.
It's such
you
a
know?
Piece of like visceral organ.
Yeah,
like it's so red and veiny and
it's,
wet.
And I never look at it. I always look away, look back. Don't want to look.
Well,
when my dog's is out, I'm very proud.
Yeah,
you know, but also like. No,
it's and, like an it's it
know,
doesn't
like
look real. It looks like a 1980s horror effect.
Yes,
it's
yes,
like from a John Carpenter
yes,
from
movie.
The thing.
Yeah. Yeah, from the thing yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is it, it's very a dog dick is like it's like very like you said it's like an organ. It's like it doesn't yeah. It looks like it doesn't
like
belong outside of
it's
the body. Very Cronenbergian. Yeah,
it body horror.
Yes, it doesn't. It doesn't. Look like it belongs outside the body. It like almost looks like
yeah, keep it in.
Yeah, like no, that doesn't. Yeah, what are you doing with that thing?
Would you touch? Would you touch one? Would you?
No, I have no business touching.
I like when I pet my dog. Like sometimes, like I'm like
yeah,
like some like
you
I'm feeling,
yeah, you go for it.
No, that's a red
he
rocket.
Goes, he
no,
definitely
no. Like
wow,
you grab
like
it.
No, wait.
As soon as it comes out, you grab it.
I got it. I got one. It's like, I got one.
Hook suck like them all over here.
Yay!
like if I'm dry, if it's wet outside, I got the towel, I'm drying them off. Like, let me do them a solid. Like, let me hit it.
You're filthy.
God damn it!
Let me hit it for him. Let me hit it for him. You know, but he's not getting any. He's not getting any.
Oh, come on. What are you doing with this towel?
Why don't you like, when he comes towel. In, yeah, dry him off. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll slap it around a little bit. like not like specifically. It'll be on the like the top of the stroke, you know, like boing, like boing, you know what I mean? Like,
Chris, picture you get abducted by an alien.
Yes.
All right, it takes care of you. You seem to like it, you know.
Okay.
You don't understand what it's saying because it speaks a different language. Okay. Every now and then it just comes up to you, like looks at you in the eyes and goes, wah, 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 and it starts jerking you off.
How would you feel about all this? He would love it.
Yes.
I guess it was a rhetorical question.
Because it's not me doing the deed. I'm not by myself with
it's
my
like
penis.
The stranger.
If I'm out in space and I'm getting serviced.
Yeah. Yeah.
Houston, we don't have a problem. This is fucking crazy.
Was this even a topic?
Space
yes,
rape.
This wasn't a topic.
Space rape. Let's ask these guys.
God.
That should be like a bumper sticker on your car. Dear dog is solid.
What is that?
It's just a tight fist.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
With a towel over it.
Right. That makes it okay.
That's so funny.
Well, because rugby. Do you remember when rugby used to hump me?
Yeah.
Because my beagle, I used to let her hump my back. I used to lay on the floor and she used to like sniff my ear. It was so funny. But she like her ears would flop. She gotta get her kicks off, my girl. Like, you know, you're there for her.
Wow. All right.
It was just so funny. It was just so funny. My girl getting her.
I like this. Joe was a witness to this. It's a
yeah.
Like, remember, he's like, yeah.
You remember? You remember?
You made a show of it. You made us all watch.
Oh my God! I didn't get a ticket to the dog show. What was this?
Yeah,
going on?
You gotta throw her a bone.
It's like a bachelorette party or something.
Wait, so then the dog would come and then just be like, and like leave
yeah,
you alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you feel a little like. Muscles like
she,
yeah, like pulse.
Oh, she's doing Kegels on your back.
Yes, yes. Ah!
A beagle with Kegels.
Beagle.
The beagle Kegel. I think it's a fucking Jack Tripper drink.
Oh shit! I was so happy for her. Like, you know, like just it didn't do anything to me. It wasn't a big deal. It's my lower back.
Oh my
she
God.
Was so funny. She would sniff my ear. Like in my ear yeah, and stuff. Yeah. It was so funny.
Did you have a wet back after?
No, because she was fixed. She was good.
Oh, okay.
It was a she, by the way. She was humping.
Yeah, like dry humping.
Better for her.
So wait, do dogs have clits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Oh,
no. He's right
on that. I don't know. Did not miss a beat.
Like a little, like, a little, like, thin, she had like a little... Like it looked like a little vagina, like a little peach, like a. I'm showing my
a mini
a half an inch between my
peach.
Thumb and my pointer. That's my pointer.
Okay.
And it was like it looked like a little peach.
They get their periods. I know that much.
If you don't fix them,
does it look like a
red
regular
stripes.
Pussy? Or does it look like a dog dick pussy? Is
it
like a weird.
It looks
when
like
you
a
were
regular pussy.
Her off.
No, I never towel about that, which
how
was so
deep
funny.
Is your finger fit?
No, come on. No, come
how
on.
Deep is your love?
No, not very deep.
Oh fuck!
I love you.
Oh my God! You're wild. Oh, this is the part of the night I was waiting for. This
he
Bert whips
get out.
Out
of here.
Yeah. It's a tradition
offs.
Here. We got scratch off.
Oh,
tickets.
You just got iced.
Oh, you just got iced.
Oh,
you got iced. Oh, you got iced.
I didn't know what this was before tonight. He had to explain it to me.
I have to do this.
Yeah. You got iced.
I'm gonna have a stomach ache.
I know.
All right, so Joe
can't you
had
half-
a.
All right.
Let's explain when you had a bottle of Smirnoff Ice in your bag.
Yeah, and then I made Chris reach in to grab something, and he put his hand around it and pulled it out. which means he got iced and he has to get down
never
on his knees and
drink it. I don't want to do this, but I...
No one wants to do it. That's the point.
But my stomach might get upset.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to drive the ship of your body.
You like tummy ache.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Chris, I know this is your shtick, so I bought one $10 one.
Good, for the room. Everyone starts scratching, so...
Could you imagine?
Well, I have to drink this Smirnoff ice. Do you want to take a picture of me with the Smirnoff like it's documented?
Yeah.
Here we go.
You have to get on your knees.
Okay, I will. You have to talk about my my dog's pussy.
What was it like?
I noticed nobody said that's so cool. I didn't hear that. Did I miss that? That's so cool.
I think Chris said it.
All right, I have to get on my knee and do this. All right. How old is this?
Because he's from today.
Should we start scratching while you?
Yeah. I'm gonna drink my Smirnoff, half of it.
Dude, thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Scratching boys.
Oh.
Put them down.
Well, no, so close. Oh, he's drinking that fucking thing.
Oh, he's doing it. Oh, man.
Ew, gross.
That look on his face.
Gross, smeared up ice.
Yeah. Sad eyes. I had one of those on the show.
Well,
book him down.
Is that a first? Smeared up ice is a first?
That might be the first one.
Yeah.
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 All right. I love you guys, but... It's not bad.
Yeah. You know, it's supposed to be warm.
This is the start of a problem now.
Maggie. Yeah. Oh, he becomes...
It all goes downhill.
Yeah.
He got iced, and then once he tasted the ice...
I'm going to start collecting everyone's cans. Going on people's lawns.
Iced. The Vert story.
All right. I did not win. Vert, are you scratching this one off, man?
I'll scratch them off.
This did not win.
Podcast, I got its best. Yes. I was a little quiet against...
All
right,
here we
win
go.
For life.
Here we go.
It's I need a life because I don't have one, so I just need
you might,
one.
You might win one right now.
If I win for life, what are we gonna? If you guys win $1,000 every week, ooh, will you continue the podcast? Is that
no? Because I can't quit.
$1,000 a week for life.
Will you continue?
Yeah, no.
It's only $52,000. Like, it's not really.
It's not that much.
Yeah. I'm not really going to like live on that. It would be a good incentive if I had 52K extra a year bonus.
This one is a.
But I'm not. Like,
I want $2.
Money. You want $2?
Yeah.
This all one, right. I want a free extra, like a free another one of these.
Okay.
All
congratulations.
Right.
Congratulations.
I don't feel comfortable taking it. I think one of you should take it.
Don't give it to him because he just puts him in the book and doesn't cash him in. Every winner is still in there.
You got $2 and you got a life, Chris. Finally,
we got the big
life.
One.
Oh, the
yes,
big one.
Thank you. What is the big one?
What are you
fast 500.
This one I paid $10 for. So.
Oh, wow. I think Vert should. He's
I agree.
He's the guest.
Oh, all right. I'm going to put down my microphone.
The big cash queen.
Yeah. He's a big something queen.
What? I like that we're using
it's
the
a big cum queen.
We're using the whoopee cushions as coasters.
Okay. Queen of the whoopee cushions.
All right, guys.
Come on. Big money. Big money. Come on. Come on.
41 before nothing yet, guys. Hang tight. We got the second row. 46, 28, 22, 37. No matches. No matches, everyone. We got 48, 33, 34. No matches yet. Two more to go. 14, 6. Buckus.
Ah.
Boo. You bought the wrong one.
I'm sorry, guys.
You chose poorly.
Sorry.
Hey, raccoon.
What would you if I peed on him?
Run! You wouldn't take that. You wouldn't take that abuse
from like
you.
They'd be like being wet.
You don't know.
They're wet hands.
No. He would get freaked out. Hey, pal. What's up?
I peed on an alligator.
Oh, excuse me. You peed on an alligator?
From a bridge? Or like...
In New Orleans. We were on a fan boat. thing, and I was like on the corner of the fan boat. Do you ever go on a fan boat tour?
No, I did once.
The guys are real funny. They're really funny. The guy, the real Cajun folk, like, you know, like swamp guy. You know, you know, talking like this, and guys just oh, alligator, look over here, just mumbling through life.
Right.
Who wants to piss on the alligator?
But like, oh, look at this. And then like, so anyway, I was like peeing. I was like, I gotta pee. He's like, yeah, the bathroom's over there, pointing to the corner of the boat. So I'm peeing, but he starts throwing like ice cubes, which attracts the marshmallows that attracts. And there was just an alligator like swimming up, like everybody's laughing while I'm peeing. So just like, just peeking on the alligator.
Oh my god!
How big was
that? That's a power move.
Yeah, it's just a vert move. It's just like, we'll pee on it.
Bite your dick off. You got to get a hook replacing
it. Well, my dick wasn't like down. Like, it wasn't like.
It's the only kind of replacement in the alligator world.
Yeah,
has to be a hook. Like, just, better be careful.
Here comes Captain Hook. You're like, he's got two hands. No. You gotta, I'd follow you around with a little striped shirt.
He's like, just got bloody
pants.
The doctor
was clearly like, we have, we molded a condom. It looks like a dolphin, but like, we could give you something that looks like a penis. It's like, no, I'll take the hook.
I want
the
hook
on the wall, dude. Yeah.
The hook cock.
I know what you did last summer. That's,
yeah. I know who you did last summer.
That's gonna leave a red stripe.
Oh!
Hiya, folks. It's me, Papa Dumps, from eggdumpsoup.com. After the entire country of China got so mad at us over our last commercial, we decided to move all of our production facilities in the middle of the night to Secaucus, New Jersey, home of the worst smells imaginable. And we even got a little extra plot of land to try something spectacular and outstanding. So I'm here to tell you all about it. Our brand new fun and fancy-free theme park, where dumptastical dreams come true. Dumpland, the newest and bestest destination for family fun. Come and ride on our fantastically magical attractions. Splash Mountain may have been removed from Disney because of racism, but we don't care. We have our own, and we can even make the water brown. Come take a dunk. We've all been to a haunted house attraction before, but have you ever been in its bathroom? You will now. Believe me, that's some spooky turlet. And we also have the Hall of President, where we celebrate our country's greatest American president, Donald J. Trump. With a lifelike animatronic so real, don't be surprised if he actually grabs you by your pussy. Bring the kids to see all of their favorite Dumpland friends, like our bouncy, bubbly mascot, Eggy.
Hey guys, it's me, your old pal Eggy. Don't forget, kids, don't push too hard. That's what Eggy always says. Zippity-doo.
Say DiGiorno to international sex symbol and romance cover model, LaGuardia. And don't forget to visit everybody's favorite soup lover, Agnes. Oh, what's wrong now, Agnes?
I dropped my ice cream down my boot, and my boobies got all cold and sticky.
That gal's got a lot of spunk. You never know what she'll say next. And last but not least, no theme park is complete without a big-name Hollywood IP tie-in. So I'm proud to announce that Dumpland has partnered with the makers of the Air Bud film series. Check out our Museum of Dead Golden Retrievers, They used to be the stars of such hits as Air Bud World Pup, Air Bud Seventh Inning Fetch, and Air Bud Who Shit on This Frog? Come here, little fuck. I swear to God, I'm gonna push your nose in this shit. I swear, if these fucking kids burn here, I'm gonna put you to sleep myself, you fucking little breath. So come on down to Dumpland, the most dump cadjafragilicious place on earth. EggDumpSoup.com. Dumpland opening soon, or maybe never.
Boy, I need some new records.
Hey guys, I got something to tell you.
Do you have a record player?
I do have a record player.
I got my band put a record out.
What?
Yeah. It's called I Was a Thing of Beauty. It's out right now on vinyl and also Spotify and YouTube's. Huh. And check it out. My band's called Bueno.
Definitely. Didn't you put a single out?
Yeah, put
three. Do you want to use a microphone? Chris is playing with his whoopee cushion. What kind of an operation are we running?
Didn't you put out a single?
Yeah, blows out at the
end. Can you give it your review, please? All right, and all right, I gotta go.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Joe.
Nice knowing you.
Let's sniff this week's voicemails.
Boys, it's your old pal, Mr. P. So sad to hear about the show ending, but very proud of all you've accomplished and very excited to see what you got going on in the future. Chris, I'm excited to see you up on stage with the Wahoos doing your jumping back and forth. Because you know what? That's some really good cardio.
It
that
is.
That gets your heart rate up. You move up and down. You go hee-hee-wee. You know that's really good for you. Yeah, maybe you can move around a little bit.
All right.
You know, do a little thing so you don't turn into a pile of kielbasa back there. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank you, Mr. P.
Mr. P is, man, I'm going to miss hearing from him from time to time. He's keeping us in check. He's keeping us in shape.
Yeah, our hello, college Mr. gym professor.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, he still checks in.
Professor Chip.
Yeah, Chris, upstage on the with the Wahoos, you were a glistening ball of beauty, man, up there.
Oh, thank you.
A goodness gracious great ball of fire.
See that?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Your legs. Remember we were talking about his legs?
His legs. His legs are always going.
All eight of them.
Mama mia.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, man. I get up there. I feel the music. I get crazy. If you guys don't know, I'm in a jug band called the Wahoo Skiffle Crazies. I play the jug. So, you know, the band doesn't happen without me.
That's right.
No, 100%.
They can't do anything until I show up.
Yeah. Now, that's right.
They're just a band. When I show up, they're a jug band. All right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Jug life.
But in all seriousness, I really am very proud of all your accomplishments. I'm very proud of all the beautiful things you have laid in front of you in the future, of course. And John, if I see you not doing any cardio, I'll just stage another fucking monkey attack for you, okay?
Oh,
you gotta
know
what you gotta do. Fit it where you got it.
Yay.
Mr. P.
All right, I gotta get in shape.
That was a deep cut, staging another monkey attack.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's a deep, deep, deep cut.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Not doing it. That came up on the John episode.
You're going to do cardio, not tomorrow, but the day after you'll do it?
Not tomorrow, not 4th of July.
Not 4th of July, but the day after.
Day after I'll do cardio.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it takes.
That's it.
You get your man's word, that's it.
Okay, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that movie on TBS. I was very happy to. I was like, this is my life now. I'm going to watch movies from all the movies I missed from 2004.
Oh, you had never seen that?
To 2014. Because I was too busy doing other things.
And I thought you meant that movie like was your life now because of climate change. That's what I thought.
You're being chased by ice forming behind you.
We're close to that.
Yeah.
Like outrunning smoke now.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
That was bad.
We're gonna get chased by smoke.
Canadian smoke. That's
episode
of Lost.
You like my syrup, eh? But that's all I got.
That's all my Canadian material today.
All right, we got a little Eddie. Well, when we have a little Eddie, we got to do come on, man.
Yeah.
Do the little Eddie theme song with us.
The penultimate little Eddie theme song.
So, every episode that little Eddie calls in, we come up with a theme song for him for his movie review, his spoiler-free movie review. We are called Jingles All the Way. And here we go. Little Eddie movie review.
Tell me, Daddy.
Hey, guys, it's Little Eddie, and I just watched Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I liked it. That is all.
Good, good.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. See, I told you.
Maybe I will.
Hey, you know, best part of movie? That fucking Henry dog, Bond kimchi dog. I'm
that's the 4D, you. 4 dog get experience.
Get in that. The Dial of Dogs.
All right. I didn't know.
Henry dog. I'm telling you. Best part of that movie.
John, okay. Don't work out. Don't do cardio. Get the Henry dog.
Get the Henry dog. I'm going
to
get the
Henry dog. Yo, you're going to listen to Mr. P or me?
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. P.
Hello, boys.
No,
there he is. This is my clerk. Not a burglar.
Yes, you are.
So, some points of concern. I have escaped my raccoon jailers. And I have returned to Step Studios. Sewers. But the door to the sewers has been accosted by a large pretzel mother. She keeps banging on the door. She says, you've been talking shit about her. And she sounds roided out. She sounds like she might be in the rage of the roid. So that means her testicles have shrunk probably too. just want to let you know, we're under siege now by a pretzel mother. So if you could send some reinforcements, maybe get Schmickerty on the line, that'd be helpful. Vinny, where is Shannon?
But somebody's keeping the burglar out.
Yeah. Well, Schmicurity hasn't been around for ages. I don't know where Schmicurity's been.
Never heard from him
on
this show.
No. I think he got the interview and got spooked. He heard about the farting robots and the schmurglers and the raccoons and the pretzel moms. And I think the guy pretzel didn't mom, show up for the first day of the job. All right. So we got a pretzel mom at the gate down there, but she's keeping out the burglar.
She's keeping the burglar out. Yeah, and I'm not going to mess with pretzel mom. In fact, I saw a pretzel dad recently.
Yikes.
No way. There's a pretzel dad. Of course, if there's a pretzel mom, there's got to be
And how many pretzels did he take from you?
Dude, as many as he wants.
Oh, shit. It's like
You're not. Yep.
Oh, yep. Man.
Yeah, they are tough as they're the toughest parents in the school.
Did he like come in on a motorcycle? Like he didn't jump off somebody's motorcycle.
With three kids on his shoulders.
Three kids on his shoulders. Wow, pretzel dad.
Just grabbing pretzels as he drove past.
Nobody stopped
from kids.
Him.
From kids or from
anybody.
Anyone.
Cops.
Anybody. The president, the Pope, anyone who's got a pretzel, it's not safe from that whole pretzel family.
So the pretzel family. Yeah, pretzel mom, pretzel. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're raising pretzel kids, too. You know, those little sons of bitch. You better make sure your kids don't get tied up.
This is not good. This is.
Yeah. Keep them away from the pretzel family. Fuck.
Hers? Right? Hers pretzel? Do you want to take hers away?
Hers?
Stay away from hers.
take you better get hers away. Put your hers away.
Saddle them hers.
I'll snap my hers.
Oh,
Super Live Adventure Podcast. Skeletor here. Just wanted to say, fuck you!
What?
Quitting the show. It's one of my favorites, and you goddamn bastards are deciding to leave. That's all right. I think that you could be both my henchmen. Christopher, you will be Beast Man too. Because I already have this fucking Beast Man, but he's an asshole and you're the hairiest motherfucker I've seen. And you, Christopher. Not you, Christopher. I exam Christopher, you fucking idiot. So, oh, goddamn, He-Man is fucking me up. I meant to say, John, you will become my other henchman. And with that mustache on your face, we will call you Caterpillar.
Oh.
No, that sucks.
Okay. No, I like that.
We'll call you Pedophile. Oh. Even better.
Oh,
now we have Beastman 2 and Pedophile. You two are telling you will help me defeat that fucking cock He-Man. And you will continue on with your show. Or else I will fuck you in the ass with my bony car.
Oh, my God.
You like a Super Live Adventure?
Oh, my God. What? Skeletor really brought it there.
Holy. Beastman 2 and Pedophile.
Well, you're lucky. You got rid of the mustache.
Yeah.
You did.
But a lot could argue.
Yeah, you still look
like that edge.
Still got that energy.
PDE.
P-O-N-G.
Well done.
Thank you, Skeletor.
Wow. The mighty Skeletor.
Yeah. I love hearing Skeletor just like, what I meant to say.
He-Man is fucking my head up.
That was good. Oh, my God. Skeletor called in. I don't know if you heard lately, Chris,
he's been killing, yeah.
Yeah, Cobra Commander's been calling in. And now we got this guy, maybe Mumra by our last episode. Maybe
we've got one episode left. Mumra, if you're out there.
Maybe if you're out there, I don't know. You got some kind of Voltron guy out there. maybe Megatron from the Transformers might join in. I don't know, but I keep him coming. I love it. I'll never be your henchman, though.
Yeah, right.
Hey guys, it's Little Eddie, and I just watched No Hard Feelings. I liked it. That is all.
Nice.
Wait.
Oh,
did he burp at the end?
He burped at the end.
Was that?
I think that was.
That was, right?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Little Eddie, and I just watched No Hard Feelings. I liked it. That is all.
Well done.
I want to see it just based on that.
I want to see it too, yeah.
You fucking come out belching like that. I think that's a good movie.
I think so too.
What was the name of the movie?
No Hard Feelings.
Burp the movie.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, I love it. I'm a fan. I'll buy a ticket now.
Hey, John and Chris. I'm just tuning in to the most recent episode.
Is this you?
And it I just had to call like immediately me. Because the chill mix, Chris, the one that you mentioned with the raccoon, as soon as you said raccoon with a backpack, I used that same chill mix when my students in the classroom, when my students are doing work. That is all.
lo-fi fruit is what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm.
Yeah.
So what I fuck to is what
I tell kids to write a narrative poem about. Oh,
is every poem about a big hairy ape man climbing on top of his wife while the raccoon
lo-fi hip-hop plays?
Yeah, they are. They're very attuned to it. They know. They know what to write. When they hear that, they know exactly what to write.
Fucking wild animals, wild world.
Yeah, as soon as I heard that, I was like, "That's."
Yeah,
I know
that. So the chill hop. Yeah, a couple episodes ago, we were talking about like chill hop, and yeah, Jonna and John looked at me like I was nuts. I was like, "No, it's."
Dude,
well, I fucked
it. I got to share with you. We found some new music to fuck to, man. We shared it on a Patreon episode. I'll play it for you when this is over.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, boy.
It's gold.
I'm so funny how excited I am.
It's gold, dude. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to get real horny.
Yeah. You're going to love it. We're going to listen to it.
You're going to get all horned up and listen.
You're gonna like it. It's really good. It's going to be really good.
Yeah.
I'm so
horny right now.
No, yeah, I can smell it.
Just wait. I can see it.
Oh, I can taste it. You feel it on my leg.
You guys are making me so horny right now. I love it.
That's a super live adventure promise. We'll make you so horny right now. Yeah, put that on wax. Take that to the bank. That's our seal of approval. You're gonna put this podcast on. You're gonna leave horned up. Yeah,
absolutely. Full bones blazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, just full boners raging.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Raging Cajun Peppa Peanut. You're in trouble now.
I'm so horny.
You're in trouble now. I'm going to put this pole boy in your mouth.
I'm so horny doing this podcast.
Oh, man. I'm horny thinking about pole boys.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love you, man.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you for all of it. All of it.
Every scratch off, every minute, every laugh. Every desk cast.
Wow. Oh, my God, man.
Well, just to bring it back, I remember desk cast, we did that. It was before Ben was born, and you were getting into, like, a Honda. Like, I remember you were, like, thinking about changing cars or something.
Yeah.
And we stood outside. We had a good hug, and it was, like, the next week he was born.
See that?
And it was just like, that was desk cast, and that was
We've done this Ben. A long time.
Yeah.
A long time. I love you, man. Thank
you.
Thank you. We couldn't have ended the show without having you on.
Yeah,
so.
And Joan Bergio, thanks for coming
by. Oh, that was
as
a blast.
Well.
Joe.
I'm glad we got to switch it up on you, because last time Joe was on, if you remember, Vert jumped out and surprised him. So it was on Joe's birthday.
With a, what was it?
It was a cookie puss?
Cookie puss.
So now we got to switch it up.
And thank you guys. Thank you for all the episodes. I can't believe. Listen, if I listen to all 500, maybe I listen to 400, which is like insane. You know,
it's been a long time, man.
And
I know.
You've been in my ears. You've been in my car. I've laughed, and it's just man.
We have been.
Yeah, man.
Been in the shower with me.
One thing I wanted, I just thought it'd be funny if somebody. And Patreon, anybody, just takes about 50 episodes and plays them all at the same time. And
ooh.
I always thought about how funny it would be, because you would get the introduction coming in at different times.
Yeah.
You would get you guys trying to catch your breath. Like, you would get Chris screaming.
Yeah.
You would get John.
That's
you know, telling,
it's a good John impression.
I just...
I wish you could see the little bobblehead motion.
Yeah, it sounded just like him. I was, guys, for like a second, I was like, is it two Johns? Is it two of them? No, there are two of them.
But just all the knowing the pace of you guys laughing and following your laughs and everything, walking into a joke and... all the fun stuff you guys did for us and all the listeners, and man, what a so sad it's gone, but man, I'm happy it happened, and you guys are great.
I love you, dude.
I love you, man. Let's suck each other's dicks.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, I'll put that song on.
All right.
All right, sounds good.
All right, let's get under the table. Should end it before we start my pants off.
You want to do the honors?
Yeah. Go for it.
Wait, and what?
The show, the episode. Come on, we gotta start fucking.
No, guys, we're not gonna fuck, but you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna fit it where you shit it.
Yeah. Love you, dude. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk about edging now. Let's get home. Some fuckery.
I know five girls in Paramus, and they all want to suck my dick.
Oh, super horny. Super horny.
Hey, guys. It's John Bergio. I had to run sort of very, very quickly in the middle of the taping of our episode. I just wanted to apologize for having to go. My wife locked herself out of the house. And this is what happened. I told her to stay in the kitchen, and this is what happens when she leaves. So I didn't get a chance to congratulate you guys on an amazing run. The handful of episodes I've listened to have been really great. I'm kidding. I've listened to over several. And I can't wait to see what you guys do next. And the most important thing, I didn't get to say it. Please, now and forever, continue to fit it where you shouldn't. Goodbye.